Welcome to another roundtable with myself, Brother Johnson, Pastor Ralston, and Pastor Evans. Roundtable, A Changing America. Hosea chapter 4, verse 7. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. If that doesn't sound like America, I don't know what sounds like it. Now let me read you a short article and we'll comment on that. Bipartisan crimes against the Constitution. The liberals have come up with a clever way of ratifying dangerous treaties which now require a two-thirds vote to pass in the Senate, which is about 67. They will introduce them as legislation requiring only a minority vote to pass. The model for this new approach is the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, which President Bush mistakenly refers to as a treaty, which it is not. Now, it seems to me that the American people are quickly losing their freedoms. Getting a majority vote these days is easy, as we now see both parties apparently being guided by one hand. Comments, Brother Evans?
Well, this is true. It's so sad because our rights are going down the drain. They don't seem to need a majority vote anymore. As long as they can get a few, everything is okay. You can see it whether you're looking at zoning laws, whatever you're looking at, you can see the American person's freedom going right down the drain. And they don't seem to care what we think, what we want. They're going to do what they want, regardless what we want.
Pastor Ralston?
Yes, amen. I see that increase in strength, the increase of being able to make decisions concerning our country that may seem beneficial to them, but are they really beneficial to us? And so I'm in doubt of that. I don't really believe that that which is being brought forth here is something that's going to really benefit us. So, yeah, I really see the freedoms decreasing. I see a lot of decisions that are being made, these judicial decisions being made in our court systems that are happening so quickly that you just talk to the average person and say, did you know anything about that? And they'll say, no, I haven't heard anything about that. And then as a result, instead of having our freedoms like we've always desired in this country, we're seeing them taken away.
I hope you'll find this next one very interesting because we're going to get back to what we talked about before in the delusion. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7, but the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Democrats Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama have been portrayed by our media as being opposed to a lot of things. In fact, they want to make NAFTA stronger, not weaker. Although they say they're not for it, they actually want to make it stronger. They want to renegotiate the pact and attach binding commitments and strong enforcement mechanisms on labor and environmental issues. Once more, it seems to me, this shows the delusion of confusion being brought on America. No one seems to want NAFTA, which is the North American Free Trade Agreement, but that will link the USA and Canada together as one entity. Any comments about this linking and the apparent lies that they're using to put it across? Brother Evans.
Well, as we study Bible prophecy, we see that the goal of the Antichrist, the devil, is a socialism, that everybody has the same salaries, everybody has the same lifestyle, everybody has this, everybody has that. So because they wanted one world government, they made this treaty, sent all of our jobs, because we were the country that was blessed, we were the country that was prospering, we were the country that everybody wanted to come to because we had it so good. So they took all of our jobs, and they're still taking our jobs. They're sending them overseas, and now we're beginning to see a recession. We're beginning to see, and other countries are worrying a little bit, because now the country used to do all the buying. We don't have the money to buy no more. And all these things that they're doing, basically, is destroying America.
Amen. I just want to say one thing here, and so that you will understand a very important word that Brother Evans mentioned there. He mentioned socialist or socialism. Now, there's another word for that that is used, and it's called communism.
That's right.
But communism truly is socialism. And what we have had in this country now for a long time are socialists in the White House.
Sure.
Bill Clinton was a socialist. He was raised a socialist. Hillary Clinton is a socialist. I'm telling you the truth. Barack Obama now, I don't believe Barack Obama is a socialist. I believe Barack Obama is an Islamist. But in any event, Pastor Ralston.
Well, I tell you, you know, just from hearing what has been said, absolutely, we need to be in prayer. I don't like the idea of uniting with other countries, as they're saying there, and becoming a bigger country, and because I don't agree with the way things are done in certain other countries. That sounds like an increase of confusion for our country rather than a decrease of confusion. That sounds like fear to me. Sounds like, you know, we got to do something. We've got to make some decisions, unite with other countries. And we really need to be in prayer for our leaders of the land, very, very much so. I think if there's ever time a call for prayer, it's right now. It's the only thing that keeps coming to my mind, too. Everybody's got to step up to the plate and really be praying that the decisions that our leaders make in the years, in the months ahead, weeks ahead, will be God's decision. I really don't believe it's going to be something that's going to be helpful for us.
I don't think we can change it. The sad part is, this is why it's good that Jesus is coming, because if you were to check right now, I think that we owe China more money than we could ever pay her back, and no telling how many of those other foreign countries that now that we've borrowed money off them to keep this going like it is, because we haven't got jobs and stuff, we're so far in debt, I don't know how they could ever get out.
Well, I'd like to take this in another direction. But the United States of America has what is called the Supreme Court, the highest court in the land. And Pastor Ralston reminded me of this as he was speaking. And this court that we have now is trying its best to use international law in its decision making. And this is very dangerous. I think this is more dangerous than NAFTA, but at the same time, I believe this is connected. They're trying to bring in and make South America, the United States and Canada, one American EU union, if you will. Then our government is trying to bring in this international law and make us subject to international law, which is against the Constitution of the United States. Dr. Evans, where is this all going?
Well, it's going to the Antichrist. That's part of his program, sad to say, and we see it taking place. Every time a new president gets in, they begin to work in their justices that they want in. And sometimes us Christians get the blame. They think we're trying to put justices in that'll stop abortion. Now, I'm against abortion, but, you know, Europe, France, they're more against abortion than we are because they're a Catholic nation. So this is not just an American issue. So sometimes by putting those justices into place, they're doing it for their own agenda. Not necessarily for the Christian agenda, but for their own agenda that they can arrive at the position of being a one-world government and establishing these laws in our country where they shouldn't be to control us.
I couldn't have said that one better. Amen. Pastor Ralston, any comments?
I see 7 hills and 10 kings is what I see developing here. I see the fulfillment of Scripture taking place here in a rapid sense. You see it in Russia, for example, and that ruler, how he's stepping down so he could take a greater position. And you see it here in America. If we unite with Canada, someone's going to have to step down so that they can take a bigger position. We're seeing people getting set up to take bigger positions. And we know the Scripture is very specific about what's going to take place. If you read the Scripture, about how one is going to take out three, and that's going to be the Antichrist, and it was going to stand up and exalt himself above all the others. Oh my goodness, we're seeing that happening so quickly, so very quickly. See the last days prophecies coming together very, very, very rapidly. I don't believe there's no turning back. I believe that for the Christian especially, you need to remember what Jesus said, look up for your redemption draws nigh.
What many of you may not understand is that top position is the Antichrist position.
Right.
That's what they're all vying for. That's what it's all about. That is what's going on. Let me read you one more article. Hillary's scheme to revamp the traditional family. Back when she was a student at Yale Law School, Hillary wrote in the Harvard Educational Review that marriage, slavery, and the Indian reservation system constitute dependency arrangements that must be abolished. Ridiculing the notion that families are private, political unit, she demanded that we remodel the time-honored institution of marriage. 2 decades later, she wrote, "It Takes a Village," and I'm sure that you all heard about that one. If you haven't, you should have. The Socialist Manifesto that justifies governmental intrusion into the most intimate aspects of our American family life. Now, it seems to me this is a prime example of a well-planned setup to bring the American people under government subjection. Any comments, Pastor Evans?
Well, I believe that she's going to be our next president. I'm not telling you to vote for her. I believe she fits right in Revelation chapter 18 and chapter 19. And I believe this is God's plan. A lot of Christians are going to say, "You do what?" I believe it's God's plan. Somewhere we got to set a queen before the church has gone out of here. And I don't believe we got 10 years left. So I think we are very possibly going to see a queen set. And we're going to see Revelation 18 and 19 take place because of the destruction that they produce, that causes countries to hate us worse than they hate us now, that they're willing to destroy us in a 24-hour period.
Well, I tell you what, we're definitely seeing the destruction of the family unit as we have always known it here in our country, and it just seems to be everything working against it. We've seen government decisions just working against it, tearing down the family, tearing down the family, and I'm thinking to myself right now, why? Why would you want to tear down the family? Well, because the family unit, if it comes together, would rise up and come against such things. It would never allow such things as being purported today. But if you tear the family unit down, there's nothing there, no togetherness, no adhesiveness, and then you can't rise up and come against the things that are being purported today. And this is a very sad state of affairs, and it's already been said, the person who's learned and is already in agreement as to the destruction of a family unit, and that's a sad thing.
Yes, it is, and there's another purpose to destroy the family unit, because the Bible clearly says in the last days when Jesus returns, so shall Sodom and Gomorrah return. And you'll find that a lot of homosexuals, I won't call them homosexuals, that's too nice a name, a lot of homosexuals want the family destroyed. Well, Brother Johnson, they want families. Not in the sense that God intended that they don't. They can't. It's impossible for them. But I want to tell you that this is coming about because of more things than you understand, or maybe even we right now here understand. But God is revealing things to us, and we're trying to reveal them to you. Now, not everything we say is a revelation of God, but it is a solid opinion that we have based on our own life, our own experiences, and our reading the Bible. Amen. Matthew chapter 16, verse 26. "For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Now, I purposely left out names because this is talking about preachers. Senators join probe on prosperity preachers. The Democratic chairman of the Senate Finances Committee has thrown his weight behind an investigation of allegedly lavish spending and lax oversight of a half a dozen prosperity gospel ministries. Senator Max Baucus of Montana joined with Iowa Republican Senator Charles Grassley in urging cooperation from 4 ministries. These are the 4 that haven't responded to their request. Continuing, according to a statement from the senators, the 4 ministries have either refused or failed to respond to questions Grassley first posed in early November. Letters to the ministries from Grassley and Baucus have set a March 31st deadline, and you see we're running into something coming up very shortly here, for the groups to turn over the requested information. Having Baucus on board is crucial because Grassley, as the committee's ranking Republican, would need him to seek subpoenas to force answers from uncooperative ministries. Now, I know that government has no right messing with ministries according to our Constitution. But I think, brethren, the church today has, by its own actions, set themselves up for this one. The merchandising of the gospel has become all too common. Any comments, Brother Evans?
You know, this is sad, but again, it's a trap of the devil. He hasn't been able to get us, church itself, so he leads a few ministers astray that are up at the top, sad to say, and then it reflects on all of us. They want to do, and you don't think of this, but they'd like to close every church, not just a few, but every church. And they're going to try to do that as they bring taxation down on the church, as they feel the church will not be able to pay the taxes. They forget we got a God that'll take care of us. But they want us out of the way because they cannot do their ungodly things that they're trying to do as long as the church is still here and reminding them that they are ungodly.
That's absolutely correct. That was part of what I was referring to as I was asking you the questions. Pastor Alston.
Well, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about what Jesus had done when he ran into people that were like this, that were merchandising the gospel for their own sake, and how he went right after them and said, "Woe unto you." We can say that very clearly here today. From what I understand about false teachers and false preachers and people making merchandise of the gospel and for their own self-gain, woe unto you, because you've soured what the true church really is and the people of God that truly love the Lord and believe God. And some of them will give just like that poor old widow woman, her last little bit of money, all that she had, into the offering basket. That's a sad situation. So, yeah, the government is going to take a hold of this and try to throw the baby out with the bathwater and make them really look really bad. But I tell you, it's wrong. I really believe I have Jesus' words that says, "Shame on you false teachers and preachers that would do that and ruin the gospel."
There's a couple books out there. There's more than a couple, but a couple books out there that you can read and see how sad this is of what he's saying. One's called Marjo. The other one's called The Other Side of the Coin. And you can see how some of these people just make it bad for the whole church that's really trying to do what God wants to do and allowing the devil to close them down.
When I made that statement about something's going to happen after March 31st, because that's what it said here, that they're going to start going after them on March 31st. That's their deadline. So I believe we're looking at some very, very, very important transitions here in 2008 before we get to 2009. One of them, of course, will probably be what happens in April and May over this particular situation with these ministers. The other one is what's going to happen after the election. Not before the election, but after the election. Look out in 2009. That's all I can say to you. Now, let me just do one more. Revelation chapter 17, verse 14 says, "These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful." Now think about that verse as I read you this. D.C. seeks consent to search for guns. D.C. police are so eager to get guns out of the city that they're offering amnesty with a catch to people who allow officers to come into their homes and get the weapons. Officers will go door to door seeking permission to search homes for weapons. And Boston police also are embarking on a similar program. Any comments on this one, Brother Evans?
Well, if we look back in history, Hitler done this, if you remember, took all their guns away. Not that we haven't got a God that will fight for us, but I'll tell you, that's really stupid of anybody to allow these things to happen when our Constitution guarantees us the right to bear arms, and yet they would like to take them away. And when they do take them away, then get your stones, because all you're going to have left is stones to throw at them when they come to get you.
That's very interesting. But you know, we are coming down to what we used to call as kids the wire. And if you know what that is, in a horse race, there's a wire that goes across the tracks. And you know, sometimes the only time that they can figure out who won the race is when they take a picture of those horses when they cross the wire. And there might be a nose ahead of the other. Well, I tell you what, when it comes down to the end of this race, there's going to be no doubt, there's going to be no wire, we're not going to need a picture, because Jesus Christ, as King of kings and Lord of lords, is going to overcome it all. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But Brother Evans was right, and I don't care what you think about guns, this is an end time sign. This is what Hitler did. This is what Mussolini did. This is what all of these controllers did. They had to get the guns away because they were afraid of the guns. If they're not afraid of you, if you don't have a gun. They should be afraid of us without a gun because we've got the Lord. But they're too stupid to know that He's powerful and He's the Almighty. He is just going to put them down so fast it's going to make their proverbial head spin. So as we wrap up this round table, here is a promise of God I found in the Bible just recently, and it's kind of awesome. And believe it or not, it's in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verses 30 and 31. When thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God, and shalt be obedient unto His voice, remember what I just said about them hearing God's voice, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God, He will not forsake thee, neither will He destroy thee. Now, is that speaking to all Christians who have bought into the things we've been talking about, bought into the people like Obama and Hillary and Oprah and their false teachings or their New Age teachings? Final comments, Brother Evans.
I believe it's talking to the whole world, saved and unsaved. If they'll repent, if they'll turn from their wicked ways, if they'll turn to God, they're going to be saved. And we are definitely in the last days, like that scripture verse says, and we are definitely in the tribulation, not the tribulations that people talk about that are only going to last 7 years, but we're in some great tribulations right now throughout the whole world, and this time to turn to God if you haven't turned to God.
And we're heading for the time of great tribulation. We're in the tribulations, and we're heading for the time of great tribulation. God help us. Amen.
Yes.
And God will. But what about you, Pastor Ralston?
What a merciful, loving, and compassionate God who knew in the last days what this world would be like. And He's already saying unto you, and I agree with what Pastor Evans, Dr. Evans has said, it's both for the saved and the unsaved, that you will call upon the name of the Lord. I'll tell you what, He will have mercy for you. If you'll hear His voice today and follow obediently, the Lord will reward you for it. God loves you so much. He is so slow to anger and quick to have compassion. And we're telling you today, call upon the name of the Lord and you will know His salvation.
Praise God. This is Brother Johnson saying, the last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Are you preparing the way for the Lord? You better be, because that puts you at His side as we meet Him in the air. The last day signs are here. Maranatha, my friends.